Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Divine all blessed, peace and love, joy and prosperity. You are listening now live to the Divine Friend, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Elabun Oloye Hulu Obeya Okur, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, revolutionary, healing, and holistic. Pan-African Voodoo World Spiritualist Perspective, understanding that all is truly and indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veil. For it is all just an illusion and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra affirmation reverberation, my personal reiteration, and my ever-living reality. It is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, my teaching, my walk, and my work along this divine, all-blessed life path and journey. It is indeed how I, the divine prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth, and it is my personal place of power and understanding. That place from where I begin, and the place from where I realize and crystallize all my endeavors, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create. So it is, Ashe, divine all-blessed Ashe. Today is Wednesday, August 2nd, 2017, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, universally, from this working temple of the House of the Divine Prince. High Potions, Voodoo Central, Black Hawk Voodoo, in this legendary, historic, beautiful, and most enchanted city in America, New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist Voodoo Obeya life path and journey. Passing down that great Obeya stick along with the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, rituals, spirits, minerals, and of course, knowledge of all the fruit trees and edible plants from the downtown to the uptown. And we always say, Ashe, Ashe, and Ashe. I'm certainly grateful and humbled by those of you who continue to support me and be present here at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time for the Power Lunch. Voodoo, New Orleans Voodoo Secret Recipes here on blogtalkradio.com/the-divine-prince. My live listening and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. As we have been doing since December 2008, when you are ready with your question, comment, or request, do press the number one on your telephone keypad, and I will be more than happy to bring you into this square circle of God and goddesses sharing energy, sharing information, sharing the edification that comes with spirit movement and spirit evolution. Again, we all say Ashe. My website, where I can be reached virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of well-documented manifestation, revelation, demonstration, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And my direct email, where I can be reached for consultation requests, appointments, are divineprince@houseofthedivineprince.com. Eshu Alek Buana Kosi Wari Awa Umbo Uso Nikiwo Ada Afanbo Osi Tala Nihita Nihibo Onilio Amanishu. Eshu is a respected elder who flaws, confronts, and uncovers fools. That one versed in mystery uses truth to own you. He calls a scatter to feed poverty. Obat Tala shakes rascals to have sacrifice. The owner of warnings is the one who is Eshu. And as we always are mindful, spiritual knowledge and power lies in its efficacy, ability to produce and manifest results. Powerful, reliable, tangible, lasting manifestation and results right here and right now in this present moment, time, space. All else is vanity. Ego, all else is an illusion, and quite frankly, a waste of your time and your effort. And the purpose of this show has and always has been to empower and edify the people on this Ojo, Oya. We want to acknowledge that force that we know as Oya. Mo Jiba Awo Oya. Iwo ni Orisha Abinrin Akifo. Iwo ni Aluwa Awo Iku. Iwo ni Orisha Abinrin Akifo Lida. Iwo ni Ologun Abinrin Julo Nase. Iwo ni Ini Iya. I humble myself before the mysteries of Oya. You are the goddess of the wind. You are the owner of the mysteries of death. You are the goddess of the tempest. You are the greatest female warrior. You are the breath of life. Ashe. And unlike Yemaya and Oshun, who command our attention through their grace, their beauty, their majesty, their love and honey and sweetness and the waves and the motion of the waves and the current, the movement of the female form, the mother's form, Orisha Oya is an invisible Orisha. She rides in the tempest. She rides on the wind. In fact, her face is said to be so terrible that none should dare behold it. When we invoke Oya, when Oya presents itself in a ceremony, the face of the horse is covered. It's veiled. Oya's presence and action is reflected in the flight of birds, the swaying of trees, the whistling of the atmosphere, the blowing of dust, the hurling of dirt, the movement of the waves on the ocean, sound of the music, spoken word, the cry of the baby, the roar of the lion, the movement of the clouds, and the life of fire is Oya. It is Orisha Oya who gives us our passport to life, the breath of life at birth, and requires its return at death. Oya is therefore the watcher of the doorway between life and death. She is not death, which we call Iku. Iku was invoked in the praise scenario that I said before I went into the material. When we acknowledge Awo Iku, we are acknowledging the mysteries of death. And Oya is not death. She is not the gateway to the cemetery, but she is the mystery of life and death. And she holds that through the breath. She is awareness of existence. And we want to check to be sure the person is not just passed out or unconscious. We often check first for the breath. Is there breath there? Is the person still breathing? Orisha, Obatala, Yemaya, Ogun, and Oshun are all connected with the blood. But if Oya does not imbue the blood with her ashe, the life process cannot proceed. Not only is Oya's ashe essential to the life process of the God seekers and other creatures that inhabit this reign of ashe, this region of ashe, but she's also the one who carries the pollen of the plants and trees from place to place, either directly in her invisible hands, on the wings of the wind, or in the body of birds that fly in her ever-present embrace, on our insects, our bees. Orisha Oya is symbolic of things that are felt more often than seen. In this sense, she is associated with covert activities and secret operations and unseen, unheard movements. Often when I invoke protection, often when I'm invoking prayer, I pray for and against seen and the unseen. Orisha Oya also represents the destruction of old society making way for the new, the power to completely destroy cities and fields, reverting them back to their original state. She accomplishes this by sending cyclones, tornadoes, hurricanes, which destroy everything in their path, forcing mankind to rebuild new cities and towns. This is done by the hands of the wind. This is often what I refer to as weather, not the conscious movements of man and against us, but those activities that happen in normal everyday life. If you're living, you're going to be happy. If you're living, you're going to be sad. If you're living, you're going to be angry sometimes. If you're living, you're going to be creative and productive at other times. So I call that the weather. And the weather travels on the wings of Oya. It is agreed among scholars of Ifa that Oya was Shango's favorite wife. And it is said that when Shango wants to fight, he sends Oya ahead of him to fight with the wind. Further, without Oya, there's nothing Shango can accomplish. Without Oya, there is nothing Shango can accomplish. And even when we perceive this as an element, again, as weather, without wind, there is no thunder, no lightning, no movement of sound that reverberates back to earth for us in humanity as the storm, as the tempest, if you will. It is the Ashe of Oya that gives expression to the voice of Shango as thunder, which is caused by that sudden expansion of air, hot and cold air and pressure in the path of an electrical charge, the thunderbolt, the lightning, which we also associate with the dance, if you will, of Oya and Shango. Many priests, practitioners, Santero Oya is the one who gave Shango power over thunder and lightning. In actuality, Oya is central and essential to the collective working of the seven African powers. The seven African powers are at the root, the authentic foundation of what hoodoo is. Hoodoo being the carryover of not only voodoo, but the various ethnic traditions that many of the enslaved Africans brought to the table, as well as those new world things, Christianity and Islam and even Native American magic and healing and spiritual sciences that then replicated themselves, evolved themselves in what we now call the seven African powers. It is Orisha Oya's domain and responsibility to clean the atmosphere around the planet and to provide the proper balance, gas, sustain all forms of life. No Orisha, no Lowa, no spirit, no deity should be disrespected or disregarded. Least of all, Oya. Her wrath is so devastating that it must be absolutely avoided. And there are ways that we invoke that wrath as humans when we don't listen, when we don't hear, when we don't see. Again, Oya operates in that realm of feeling. Not just what we know or don't know, what we've been taught, educated about, but experience collects not just in our mind, in our brain, in our consciousness, but also in our heart, in our feeling, in our spirit. And it is only there where the work is. And it's often that emotional trigger that prevents us from doing the outer physical work. It's usually something inwardly that is preventing you from moving forward in your new health regimen, your commitment to work out more, to do something physical. I say every day I'm going to get my bikes out of storage. I'm going to be a little bit more active, but it's something at the emotional level, that feeling level, the area where Oya dwells, that is stronger than any physical outward excuse that often we will come up with in doing the work. So Oya's wrath is feared sometimes even more so than the justice of Ogun. Not only does Orisha Oh, yeah, carry the power in the dust, but she also carries disease, other agents of death. She has a very unique relationship with Sankara, Babalu Oye, Orisha Oko, Olokun, Orinle. It is also interesting that science today are saying that secondhand cigarette smoke can be as deadly as cigarette smoking itself. Again, Oya riding in the air, on the wind, in the current. The depleting ozone layer, nuclear fallout, greenhouse gases, and the like are all operating within that domain that we attributed to Oya, Ibase Orisha Oya. We embrace change because change feeds the futility of the future. Change. If you don't change the water, if you don't change the dirt, if you don't feed the soil, if you don't turn it in its due season, then your crops will not produce. And they will not produce at their most ripe, most reproductive, most fertile level. So we embrace change. I think I'm uniquely, me, Divine Prince, uniquely called to speak to change. Being a teenage runaway, having left home at 14, having to face reality, face society, face many of the statistics and the stereotypes and the rumors and wars and rumors of war that are projected against not only our youth in this culture, but particularly what we call at-risk youth. And it was in that that I was first embraced by Oya, the first power, the first Orisha, the first authority, spirit realm to really make their self aware to me was Oya. And so I learned two things, that Oya is in the wind, and that wind often carries earth. We associate Yansa with earth. Some people even try and amalgamate her with Mother Earth. But she is indeed not the what do you say, what do you call it, the firma terra proper, but that wind carries all things. Even stardust from the universe, from the cosmos, is brought in through currents, through storms, through winds, into Earth's atmosphere and sort of get trapped there and then become a part of that gas that Oya operates within. Oya is at the center of the hurricane. She is that eye. Those of you who've ever lived in hurricane territory as we do in Louisiana, Florida, Mississippi, Texas, the Carolinas, you know about that eye of the storm. Often the outer bands of the storm, those winds will wrap around and will smack you and will brush you first as the hurricane or the tropical storm makes landfall. And as you get nearer the center, there's almost a false sense of calm. Trees stop moving, sun might even come back out. Things will appear very calm. And there often will be a glow, green or blue or brown or some pollution present that gives off a glow in the sky. But there will be a false sense of peace in that moment. And people will try and come out and clean up things or run and make a dash to the store, you know, particularly those who've experienced the storm before. And they know that that other side of that circle, of that eye, is also going to come on shore, and then the storm sort of kicks back in again. And often when people consult me for ritual work, I often give them that warning. Listen, when you're doing ritual work, often the spirits, the ancestors will move and will respond even before we start the process. They already know what's going on. They're already a part of our reality, if you will. They're already on it, even before we actively, physically move into activity, into motion. But I always say you've got to maintain that ebbo. You've got to maintain that regimen. Just because the sun has come out and everything seems peaceful now, we often then drop our spiritual forces. That's when we stop going to church. That's when we stop praying. That's when we stop calling our spiritual advisors, because we think the sun is out and we're back into some sense of consistency, neglecting the other side of that storm that's coming. So there's a strength, there's an inner fortitude that comes with enduring storm that we receive and we embrace from Yansa Oya, power of Ogun, the Ashe of Shango, and many of the deities, Ochosi, that we, Black Hawk, that we associate with warring and battling. Oya reminds us that all things have a shelf life. When it's not constant or consistent, no matter how long the immediate duration is within that moment, within the present moment in time space, we know coming in, there's an other side to the storm. There's a uplifting of the air, and then there's a downdraft. So it's always in motion, and Yansa is always in. The earth itself is constantly turning, spinning, and in motion. So any sense of stability, of permanence might be a better word, of isolation is an illusion, as I've said in many other shows, because everything, including ourselves, is constantly in a state of flow, in a state of change. The power of the spirit, whatever your call in the spirit realm is, whatever your tradition or religion that you're studying or practicing is, our challenge is to be able to maintain balance, maintain equilibrium in the present moment in time space, while still being conscious of the fact that everything is still in motion, that we're still moving forward. There's no real catching up. You say, oh, I've got to catch up. Let me do now what I didn't get a chance to do in my 20s. You know, that's an illusion. Ultimately, time has not waited for us to move forward. So study, read, embrace, edify yourself. Being humble to the process of learning and taking in the present moment in time space, because that is where the power of Oya truly dwells. And before I run out of time, I also want to acknowledge James Baldwin. And I quote, "The paradox of education is precisely this, that as one begins to become conscious, one begins to examine the society in which he is being educated." And that is the words of James Baldwin. We want to acknowledge James Baldwin, whose birthday is August 2nd, 1924. James Baldwin was born 2 years after my mother's mother. And my mother's mother's birthday was July 30th. So I'm familiar with that. Leo comes through in that particular time frame. There's a bit of arrogance there. There's a bit of what I can do to empower myself there. And we acknowledge those racial, sexual, and class distinctions that many great works of James Baldwin, like Native Son, many of his other works that don't readily come to my mind right now, reflect and bring forward in the archive, the legacy. One of his favorite pieces that was converted into a movie is Go Tell It on the Mountain, which I always felt spoke directly to me directly to my childhood, directly to that evangelical Christian upbringing and all of its blessings and curses, if you will, that if you've seen the movie, Go Tell It on the Mountain, and read the book, that moment when the main character, the son, at the infilling of the Holy Spirit, all of that triggered for me things that I could personally relate to, things that spoke directly to my reality, and to my past, and to my upbringing. The Fire Next Time is another one of my favorite James Baldwin book trees. Of course, Notes on a Native Son, how he takes time to go further in depth about the story and sort of an autobiographical story, if you will. So take the time to discover, rediscover, immerse yourself in James Baldwin. Let's acknowledge this great, powerful ancestor, one of whom showed us I personally stand upon is James Baldwin. All is truly and indeed a blessing. We're going to close with Congo Square.
Congo Square. The Omis Indians prepared this place for us centuries before our arrival. A sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated. The Omis Indians prepared this place for us. Centuries before our arrival. Congo Square, a sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated. And as the colonizers came, our host, the Omis Indians, they pushed aside our host. The colonizers came and pushed aside our host and introduced us in chains. And by the late 1700s, we somehow, recognizing the sacredness of Les Places de Congo, we somehow, and the how of our somehow persuasive methodologies is not clear at this moment. The how is not clear. How our persuasive methodologies worked is not clear at this moment, but nevertheless, even as slaves, we crafted and created a space where we could be free to be we. And thusly we countered the sacrilegiousness of the French, giving great homage to our ancestors as well as giving praise and thanks to our red-blooded brothers and sisters. This is an oral libation toast to Congo Square, to Native Americans, to our ancestors who made a circle out of a square and gave us a way to stay ourselves, save ourselves from the transformatory ugliness of America, which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life. Which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life and celebrates death with crosses and crosses, double and triple crosses, the middle passage, the first cross, Christianity, the double cross, and capitalism, the ultimate triple coup de grace cross of our captivity. But the terror of crosses notwithstanding, we sang. We beat, we be, we was and is. Hail Congo Square, Congo, Congo Square. Our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated inside the beat of us, inside the beat of us. Our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated inside the beat of us until we are ready to release them into a world that we recreate. A world heralded by the beat. Beating of black heart drums. Heart beat at this place, beating place in new world space, beating being in place in new world, preserving our ancient pace. Our dance is the God walk, our music the God talk. First thing we do, let's get together, circle ourselves into community. No beginning, no end, connected together and singing, ringing, singing in a ring. Second, let's be original, aboriginal. Be what we were before we became what we are. Be Bambula dance, be Banza music, and sing song words which have no English translation. Third, let us remember. Let us remember never to forget. Even when we can't remember the specifics, we must retain the essentials. Let us remember never to forget. Even when we can't remember the specifics, we must retain the essentials. The bounce, the blood flow, the feel, the spirit grow, energy. Must retain and pass on the essential usness that others want to dissipate with out of us.
Whoa!
But no matter. No matter how much of us they prohibit.
Way.
No matter how much of us they prohibit. Deep inside us is us. Deep inside us is us. Remains us inside and needs only the beat to set us free. The beat to free us. It is morning, a sun day, a feel without shade, but dark. Dark with the people black of us in various shades, eclipsing the sun with our elegance. We are centuries later now, and still this sacred ground calls us to remember, to be. We are centuries later now, and still this sacred ground calls us to remember, to beat, to be. Beat Congo Square. Be Congo Square. Beat Congo Square. be, remember.